So, whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Cindy Lee. You're listening to CITR. Shit.
No, that's great.
Wait, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on... Hi there, this is Cindy Lee. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
That work?
Welcome, radio listeners. This is Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. At the top, we heard Cindy Lee from the new-ish record Diamond Jubilee. That was the song Lockstep. And I managed to see Cindy Lee last Thursday, which is great, and got a station ID or assist show ID, show promo, show ID. That was great. So Cindy Lee, you heard them hyping up Dunkin' Donuts at the top. Very exciting. And yeah, it's been kind of an interesting week in Cindy Lee news. They got a very positive review in Pitchfork, 9.1. And there's been just like a lot of discussion about the new Cindy Lee album, which is great. It deserves the attention. On today's show, we have a lengthy chat with La Lune. I recorded it last weekend, and they're a local band, shoegazy rock, and I really like their stuff. They have a new record coming out tomorrow, and they're going to be releasing that with a couple of shows next week, so we talk about all that stuff. So that'll be coming up in a little bit, and then hopefully we'll get to some new Julia Holter and a few other things. But to start off, I'm debuting a new band called Dream Loss. This is a local band, a five-piece rock band featuring Larissa Loiva of Kellarissa on vocals, Janelle from Anybody's on guitar, and a bunch of their pals, and very excited for this new band. They're going to be playing with La Lune and a couple of other bands, Still Depths and Stucco. That'll be on that's not supposed to be playing. That'll be on May 9th at Green Auto. So that's the next time Dream Loss are playing in town. And you get a bonus other bands that you get to see. All right, so let's get into it. This is from the brand new EP, Lower Ground, that's coming out in May, but they've released a debut single called Seconds. So here we go. Here is Dream Loss.
Smell of the leaves.
Hello and welcome to the CITR Airwaves. Laloon, how's everyone doing?
What's up? Great.
Doing good.
So just to start, can you introduce yourselves? I see four of you here on screen. Who is Laloon?
I'm Taylor. I play drums in the band.
I'm Ben. I play guitar in the band.
I'm Olivia. I play bass and I sing background vocals.
I'm Ethan. I play guitar and I sing.
And Ethan, it looks like you made a dramatic change to your facial hair recently.
Yeah, I did the mustache. Did the big old shave. Yeah. Mustache.
It's springy, you know? You feel like it's time for a change? Is that what was happening?
Yeah, I just wanted to be more aerodynamic. You know, we do a lot of moving around, so.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And it's a very exciting time in the world of Laloon. What have you guys got going on right now?
Well, we're actually at our engineer's home in Langley, and we're working on our second record, but we're about to release our first one next week. First record drops April 19th.
Yeah, so that is up now on Bandcamp. What can you tell me about the new record?
Like the one that we're currently recording?
Well, the one that people are about to hear. So what can you tell me about Disparity, your debut record coming out next week?
Yeah, we recorded it like around this time last year, and just kind of like spent a lot of time recording it, and they were kind of like some of the first songs we like collectively worked on and whittled them down to like this project, and we had a bunch of other songs and then just kind of sort of landed on the batch that we're releasing, and we're super happy with them, and did a lot of like our first kind of like experimentation with recording. I mean, I like can't speak for it, but like in my recording like experience in the past, this was definitely mostly like experimenting and like stuff while recording. That didn't make sense.
Yeah, we tried a lot of different things. Like we recorded the songs live, and then we did a lot of overdubs and just some like working of the songs and that kind of thing. Yeah, pretty lots of experimentation.
Who did you work with for that record? The one that's about
Dean McKillop.
Okay.
Of Rain City Recorders. Steve McKillop. He does it all, and he's a legend. He's great.
Excellent. And so this is coming out, but you recorded it a year ago, and you've been a band for a while. How did the four of you meet? How did Laloon start?
Well, I guess it kind of started, Ethan and I were just jamming a long time ago. We kind of realized that we were both into similar kind of music and we wanted to start a band like that. And then we were jamming with Ben shortly after, and then Liv, and it all kind of came together. It's been awesome. And I think as soon as Liv joined the band is when we really first started writing our songs, like Disparity, like that one kind of happened right away. And it just felt really natural.
Yeah. How long have you been, when did you join the band, Liv?
I think it was like November 2022.
Yeah, just close to the end of the year.
And I think we played our first show in January of 2023. So like 2 months before we started playing shows and stuff.
Yeah. I think I saw your name on bills and I was sort of like aware of your presence. And then I saw you, I think for the first time at Music Waste last year, which was a great set at the Toast Collective. And like as a radio DJ, it was, I was always scouring to see if you had posted anything like demos or anything. But it took a little while for you to put music out. But, now that it's here, it's, very exciting to hear. So, great that
Thanks,
it's out
man.
Now.
Yeah, I mean it's been a long process, you know, it just takes time, and yeah, I think we're still figuring it out as we went for the first record too. So yeah, it took a while, but
it makes sense for you as a band. For me, I'm just like constantly devouring new songs, so always on the lookout for new stuff. But yeah, you should take your time. So it's good that you did it that way. And you've connected with Kingfisher Blues for this release?
Totally. Yeah.
How did you and Tim become acquainted?
Well, I guess
I think we've all kind of known Tim for a long time, but I used to work with Tim in an old band that I played in, and through that we kind of started a friendship and we would hang out and stuff. And I think once we had the music together, he really liked our band, and was very vocal about wanting to put our music out. So when it came time for that, you know, we talked about it and it just kind of felt right. And I think we're really excited about the idea of having our music on like physical, because we're all kind of pretty physical people. We like the idea of like a more old-fashioned kind of DIY approach to music and art. So just felt right to do it that way.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, like a great local champion of music. So an excellent person to connect with. And you played the big Christmas party back in December.
Yeah.
What was that experience like? I've never actually been, because it always sells out so quick. What was your experience like?
Just wild being on that stage and playing to a packed room. It was like really fun, really loud, and just like lots of energy. It was a great time.
Yeah, definitely. So then tell me about this record that you're recording now. So these are songs that you wrote after that this first album was recorded. Are you taking a different approach? Are you like leaning into any of the kind of techniques you used on the first one?
Yeah, we're trying a lot of stuff new, but also kind of there's definitely elements that are a continuation of some of the songwriting. But we're like, I think, really excited about like the how people react to it, because it's definitely a little bit there's some more dynamically I think it's a little bit more diverse. I think we really tried to step up the songwriting and step up like just the I guess like the sonic sort of depth of the music. We're trying to make it like really like have a lot going on, you know. We just like big sounding records,
so maximalist.
We're kind of going a little bit that route right now, but yeah, it's sounding good so far.
Cool.
Or something.
Yeah.
And were you working with Stu again on this record?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Kind of keep it in house with this band. If something just works, we rock with it. Like, I don't know if we like. We have gained a really good relationship with Stu, and we kind of. It's sort of like an unspoken thing when there's something that needs to happen. It's kind of like do it. It's a really fast like pace.
This works really well.
Yeah. So kind of been sticking with it. It's just been working. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have a sense of when that, like what's the timeline for that record?
Oh, hard to say. Yeah. I don't know if we have a sense of it yet.
Yeah, for sure. So in terms of Disparity, you've got a vinyl record coming out, which always takes a lot of lead time. So yeah, it's great that it's coming out next week or this week or the 19th. When is that? Yeah, 19th. Like this Friday. Yeah,
totally.
So tomorrow when we are this will play on Thursday. So tomorrow. And then you're going to celebrate it with a couple of release shows the week after that. So what can you tell me about the local show at Green Auto?
Hyped. We've got Mary playing. We've got Hillsborough playing. It's Green Auto. Yeah, we're really, really stoked for that show.
Yeah. Have you played Green Auto before? You must have.
Oh, yeah. Like four or five times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we love it. Yeah. Love that place. Yeah. And yeah, Mike is like the absolute best. He's like been a super big like champion of the band. Like I think our second show was there and he was like really hyped on it and like was always really encouraging us to play there. And we're definitely like stoked to just kind of be playing there again. I think we always get excited whenever we play there. It's always a blast.
Yeah, it's a really special venue. So that's a great spot for such a celebration. And then the next day you're going to hop on a ferry and head over to Victoria.
Yeah, we got the Capitol Ballroom in Victoria. Also playing with Hillsborough again, but we're bringing Worry Ward, who's another unreal Vancouver band. And should be an awesome
ex-cowboy for Victoria is also playing. Coming out.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then, like, looking forward to like later this spring and into the summer, are there any like tour plans or other shows that you have lined up for then?
Kind of figuring that out as we go. We definitely have some exciting stuff going on. Just kind of like locking it in. For the most part, yeah, just lots of shows.
Yeah.
Lots of exciting shows. We're playing the Pearl in August with a really cool touring band called Juju Ju, I think.
It's called Juju.
Juju? Yeah. I know there's another band called Juju with X-I-E.
You Juju. You added a little.
Yeah.
We're also playing North by Northeast in Toronto in the summer. I think that's in June. So that's exciting.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Toronto debut.
Yeah. Have you played outside of like BC before?
No, never.
Nice.
Victoria was the one time we played out of van.
Yeah. Well, that'll be really exciting then. That's cool.
Yeah, we're stoked.
And then are you doing any music videos or any visuals for this EP?
We are, yeah. We've been working on one for Despondent, which will be coming out very soon, which is exciting. And we're super, super stoked on how it's looking, and it was really fun to make. So we're
nice. On. Okay, so look out for that soon. And then I noticed there's some merch as well. So who designed your merch and your that sweatshirt design? Or I guess a long sleeve t-shirt.
Long sleeve t-shirt, nice photo of Ben going on here.
Nice. Yeah.
Staring at petals, you know?
our friend Ronnie took the photo of Ben, and then our friend Antonia designed all the stuff in the sleeves and the framing and the font.
Nice. And you've got lots of those printed up for those release shows?
Yeah, sadly, this run is a little low, but we're doing some more merch
for the release shows
we're really stoked about. So hopefully those will be time for the show.
Oh, yeah, sure. We probably should do that.
Gentle reminder, people like to buy merch. And do you have the records already? Like they've arrived?
We got the test pressings, but
okay.
We've got the test pressings, the vinyl records, like the finished one should be any day.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're really, really looking forward to that.
Is it Clampdown okay.
Clampdown's
nice.
Doing it, and it's a 12-inch record. It's 45 RPM.
Sweet.
And sounds awesome. The test presses are wicked.
That's so great. What else do I want? Some of you have mentioned being in bands before. What are some of the other bands that you've played in before La Lune or that you're working on right now while you're in La Lune?
I played in a band called Magnolia for a couple of years. And then I also have another band called Computer, and I think we all, like, or at least me, Liv, and Taylor and Ethan have all like collaborated with Dawson Ghoul, who's like one of our really close friends. Mm-hmm. He's a fantastic artist. Mm-hmm. All played with him in different ways.
Me and Ethan were in a band called Bookful together. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, 2021 or something, but I joined a lot later. I like work on my own solo music, but nothing's out yet. So
okay.
Just like kind of working on it and picking my head and stuff.
Yeah. Book Club was on Kingfisher Blues, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And then I play in a band called Young Friend, and I played in a few different Vancouver bands, but another one that was pretty active was called Later Days. Right now it's just like pretty active with this band and Young Friend as well.
Yeah. And where does the name La Lune come from? What inspired that?
It's a reference to two of my favorite songs. It translates to the moon in French.
Right.
But there's a song called La Lune by King Cruel from The Ooze that I love. And there's also a song called The Moon by The Microphones, which is one of my favorite artists of all time. And I just like the kind of the entendre of how they both relate to me in a lot of different ways, and I thought the name was really cool.
Beautiful. Nice. Cool. And any, like, in addition to the bands you're playing, your release shows, any bands that you're really excited about these days in Vancouver that are...
Oh, lots.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to name them all, but anyone in particular that you're excited about right now?
I feel like we all love Worrywart, and we're fortunate enough to have played with them a couple times and have them in the show. There's lots. Feedlot's really cool.
Yeah.
Mary absolutely. Cool.
Deadsoft is not like a new band, but we all like really good bands. Deadsoft. It's like
and Woolworm.
Big fans are sick.
Dawson Ghoul and Kylie V, a couple like folkier artists that I think we all really like.
So like Still Depths are one of my personal favorites too.
Who was that? I didn't catch
Still Depths.
Oh, Still Depths, of course. Yeah. And you've played with them a few times. Yeah.
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 Played with them. I think once or twice. But they're unbelievable musicians and make some crazy wild music.
Awesome. Okay. Well, is there a song that you wanna hear on the radio now from the new EP? Anything?
Despondent, probably.
Okay. So tell me about Despondent. What's this song about?
I think it's just sort of about feeling upset and sort of wanting to like move on with certain feelings to a better place. Trying to think of the lyrics. Just feeling like you're behind in a lot of like traditional aspects of life and trying to come to terms with like where you're at as a person and not getting too caught up in what everyone else is doing.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give a listen to this. So this is Despondent from the brand new Disparity EP by La Lune. And here we go. Is there anything else you want to add to the listeners out there?
I don't know. Is there anything next?
I don't know. I mean, I guess we're all just really excited about the Green Auto show on the 27th.
You can make it out to any show. That's the show. That's probably the one.
Yeah,
that's going to be a sizzler.
And we will have our records there. So we're really, really hyped about that.
Right. And so pre-sale tickets are available. That's Saturday, April 27th, and a very reasonable $17.31. That's like a...
I think so.
Very much so, yeah.
Break the bank, you know?
Yeah. And so don't be disappointed. Get your ticket early and head on down to Green Auto Body. And thank you so much, La Lune, for joining me on the air.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
All right.
All I see that I seem to love. take it off of me. I was only looking for a different me.
Feel alone, right there.
All right, so that was The Microphones from The Glow Part 2 from 2003. That was the song The Moon, one of the songs that inspired the name La Lune. And before that, we heard a lengthy interview with the band La Lune. Their new EP, Disparity, is out tomorrow, and their release party is next Saturday. So thanks to them for chatting with me. It was really fun to meet them. And I'm just very excited for what's going on with La Lune. Julia Holter has a new album out. It's called Something in the Room She Moves, and she's touring it as well, unfortunately not making it up to Vancouver, but she's coming to Seattle, so I'm debating, like, do I want to do a road trip in October? We'll see. More of her Baroque chamber pop. It's lovely. And so let's give a listen to the title track. This is Julia Holter from her record, Something in the Room She Moves. Okay, here we go. Julia Holter.
Play on. Stamina running. Laid on something bright, heavy, sublime.
annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Celebrate Earth Day with the soundscape from the Tektexan wetland on unceded Wasanic territory, Saturna Island, British Columbia. Follow the 24-hour circadian rhythm as it unfolds in sync with your local time. The voices of the frogs, birds, insects, and their environment take over the airwaves for this experience in slow radio. The wetland broadcast is created by artists Brady Marks and Mark Timmix. Crack open a virtual window and connect your everyday activities to the wetland soundscape. April 22nd, all day, Earth Day. To learn more, visit wetlandproject.com.
Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
All right. Oh, I finished that up a bit early. My timing is a bit off, but that's okay. That was Oro Azul with from their album Water Seeds, the song Manta Rays. And that's a collab between Ultimi Asuna, who's a Montreal-based Mexican sound designer and composer, and Michael Redd, who is based out of Vancouver. Before that, we heard Julia Holter from her album Something in the Room She Moves, and that was the title track. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much to Laloon for chatting with me. Next week, we have Giving Shapes coming in, or I'm talking to Giving Shapes. We've already spoken. They're not coming in, but we had a great chat all about their new record and their release party, so that'll be very fun. Stay tuned for Hail Discordia coming up next. Keep it locked in and have a great afternoon. Going to close out with Seattle's Chastity Belt. They played a show last night at the Fox Cabaret. I saw it. It was good. I wanted to see them for almost 10 years, and so nice to finally get to see them live, and they played all my favorite songs, so that was great. And they played this song, which I hadn't been familiar with, but I really liked. This was their encore. It's called Black Sail from their debut album called No Regrets from 2012, I believe. So this is Seattle's Chastity Belt. This is Black Sail. Thanks for listening. See y'all next week.